Hello and welcome to episode 17 of Signifying Nothing. My name is Bill. Alright, opening up, we had Integrity with Lindgren Crucifixion, and then 97A with Better Off Dead. I read recently that Jeffrey Lundgren has ran out of appeals, so he's going to be executed sometime in mid-October. So I figured we should open up with the Integrity song about him, because I read a lot about Jeffrey Lindgren when I was a teenager. In fact, I read a lot about a lot of different things because of Integrity lyrics. So, welcome to episode 17 of Signifying Nothing. As always, we are located at sn.wpwen.com, and the podcast you're listening to is located at radio.wpwen.com. Right now, we're going to be opening up our second set with the band Terrorizer. One of their members, Jesse Pintado, recently passed away, so I want to put this one out to him and his family and everyone who knew him. He was also in the band Napalm Death, and we'll get into that part of in a little while, but here's Terrorizer, Saint Vitus, and Straight Ahead.
Oh,
Okay, that was Terrorizer with Enslaved by Propaganda, St. Vitus doing Born Too Late, and Straight Ahead doing a song called On Parade. So, this week's feature, like I mentioned earlier, is going to be about the band Napalm Death. Napalm Death are, of course, from the United Kingdom and have been around since the mid-80s. They've put out numerous records, a lot of demos. They've been a pretty awesome Peel session also, where they do a variety of pretty raging cover songs and their own songs that are quite as good. My favorite Napalm Death record is the first one I ever heard, which is Scum. But we'll get into that part of the story in a little while. Here's Instinct of Survival, Sacrificed, and Vegetative State.
We'll be right back.
Alright, that was part one of our feature on Napalm Death. We had Instinct of Survival off of Scum, Sacrificed, which is on the Hatred Surge demo, and Vegetative State, which is on one of Napalm Death's more recent records. The Code is Red, Long Live the Code. As I said earlier, the first Napalm Death record I ever heard was Scum. Our friend Ryan McBride taped it for me when I was in, I believe, 9th grade. It was either 9th or 10th grade. In 10th grade, I remember we had anthropology class together, and the two of us would always do group work and talk about hardcore. He was real into stuff like Napalm Death and Sepultura, and I believe he was the one who introduced me to DRI, and I remember we used to always talk about the Dead. We both really liked the Dead Kennedys and other bands like that. I might have first heard Discharge also from him. If I remember correctly, he was real into UK bands too. So that was always pretty cool. And actually, I just ran into Ryan a couple summers ago. He was at the Harley's War show here in town, and it was pretty cool to see him. Another person who got me into Napalm Death was Ray Curry, who that same year was in my math class. We had remedial intro to algebra or something. I don't know, something like that. And we used to basically sleep every day, but we'd always talk about like Napalm Death and bands like that. And he was more into the thrashy stuff and the UK stuff. But I would tape him, like, say, The Way It Is, or you know, We're Not In This Alone, and he would tape me from Enslavement to Obliteration or something like that. In our high school, it was weird. We had a lot of people like that. Like, we had, you know, people that were into hardcore like me and John and Justin, and then we had people like them that were into some of that stuff, and then we had people that were mostly into punk and oi, and everybody just would sort of mix records with each other. You know, this was long before downloading and Soulseek and iTunes and 7-inch punk and all that stuff. When, you know, you were happy when you had a friend that was into, you know, say, like, real into say oi, and he would be able to make you a tape of like Sham 69 and Angelic Upstarts and stuff like that, and then you'd cherry pick what you liked and go from there. Or we had a friend too, This kid Wayne, who was real into like the mid 90s, early 90s emo. And so he would always tape us all that stuff, and we'd go through and pick out the good bands, which basically amounted to two or three. Honeywell, and there were probably a couple others. I remember we all really liked Honeywell, and in fact, I just played one of their songs, I believe, a couple weeks ago, didn't I? I think I did. I know Justin really likes Honeywell, and so... Yeah, let's get back to the music before I ramble on forever about times gone by. Here's three more Napalm Death songs. Here's Changing Colors, their cover of War's No Fairy Tale, and Unchallenged Hate.
Yeah.
Alright, that was part two of our feature on Napalm Death. We had Changing Colors, which is on their split with SOB. War's No Fairy Tale, which is, of course, a Discharge cover on, which is on Leaders Not Followers, part two. And Unchallenged Hate, which is on From Enslavement to Obliteration. So, let's talk about a little bit of news for this week. I had a comment on the blog the other day, on the radio portion where you download the show from, which is, of course, at radio.wpn.com. And I had a comment from someone named Hardcore Dave. Dave said, "Dude, this is so encouraging. I remember a lot of the bands you play on your podcasts. The music is great, and the anecdotes are hilarious. Keep up the good fight." Well, thanks, Dave. And Dave has a site. There isn't much up there, but you can check him out at hcdave.com. Another thing I should mention that I just realized while recording the earlier segments was that we played Straight Ahead's On Parade, and that made me remember. I don't think I've ever mentioned on the podcast. I know I've mentioned on the blog, I think, and I probably mentioned it in the interview with me that Dave Kay posted a few weeks ago on hardwaremedianradio.com that the On Parade tape compilation that I was supposed to put out in 1998 that never came out, On Parade was going to be a split release between me and my friend Craig, who lived in Australia. You may remember him from his contributions to Hardware Fanzine or from the band X-Claim. Me and Craig were putting together a tape which was basically going to be one side of Australian bands and another side American bands. Among the American bands that were probably going to be on it in one form or another were Ensign, Standard Issue, In My Eyes. I was talking to a bunch of other bands. Also, I know Standard Issue actually gave me a song, and I felt real bad when it never actually came out. Ensign was going to give me some live stuff. I think In My Eyes, I remember Pete telling me that he was going to give me a couple live tracks. And it was mostly going to be stuff like that, like weird, like quirky live stuff and demos. And the other side, the Australian stuff, I'm not really too sure what Craig was going to put on it, but I'm sure it would have had some of the great bands from Newcastle at the time, like Arms Reach and X-Claim and bands like Toe to Toe. I should play some Toe to Toe soon on here, and some Arms Reach. But yeah, so On Parade, that was what the tape comp was going to be called, and it never came out due to a variety of reasons. So anyway, Rain on the Parade was another band that was supposed to be on it, I think, and more or less what happened was a lot of bands were taking a long time to do it, and then I kind of lost interest in it, and I remember Craig kind of losing interest in it, and I think he had a lot of his side ready, and mine wasn't, and I mean, it's nobody's fault, really, but it just sort of died out, but I really wish I had actually put that out, but oh well, what can I say? So anyway, let's get back to the music. Here is Middle Class, Hostages of Ayatollah, Dead Nation, Fit for Abuse, and Impulse Manslaughter. Okay, that was Middle Class with Out of Vogue, Hostages of Ayatollah with Amok Bey Al Day, I think that's how you say that, Dead Nation with Ease My Pain, Fit for Abuse doing Mindless Violence, which is a different version than the one that we played a couple weeks ago. It's from their demo that they did a bunch of years ago before that split came out, and Impulse Manslaughter with Nothing. Next up, we're going to play some of the stuff that we've reviewed recently on the blog, which is at sn.wpwen.com. There's only one song to play. We had a bunch of duds this week, so here is Bricktown, New Jersey's own Not So Fast. They have a new record out. This song is called Wake Up. After that, we have Midnight, Stop and Think, Olaseko, and Hatchet Face.
We'll be right back. mego zatracu Aziso Paulu. Mi wule pachas, mecz jest wernuta kafada. Mi potem kista fazenu, co im tam duata, i te zamieza. Mi potem kista fazenu, co im tam duata, i te zamieza. Nada, nada, nada. Nada, nada, nada. Jadzi kroi pirami gaconu pobą. A prawdy dzień zabiał, jadzi robu bibi kobiet. I wątroki za fazę nocy gazuła traj te zamieza. I wątroki za fazę nocy gazuła traj te zamieza. Nada, nada, nada. Nada, nada, nada. Nocy pani majzo zatracu Aziso Paulu. Mi wule pachas, mecz jest wernuta kafada. Mi potrzebki za fazenu, cej za tu atra i te zamieza. Mi potrzebki za fazenu, cej za tu atra i te zamieza. Nada, nada, nada. Nada, nada, nada. Nada, nada, nada. Nada, nada, nada.
Okay, that was New Jersey's own Not So Fast doing a song called Wake Up. They have a new record out on Riptide Records. You should check it out. Midnight with Words in Bold off of their demo. Stop and Think with Easy Way Out. Olaseko doing Nada. And Hatchet Face with Prime Crime. That's going to wrap things up for this week. As always, Signifying Nothing is located at sn.wpwen.com. Keep sending records in for review and potential play on the podcast, please. Thank you very much for everything that is sent in. And the podcast you are listening to right now is located at radio.wpwen.com. Next week's feature band will be Slater Kinney. We're going to wrap things up with five songs. Here is Breakdown, Floor Punch, Youth of Today, GBH, and Gorilla Angrib. Thank you, and see you next week.
Who you wanna be? Well, I can see my through your shit to reality. So don't You know.